Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Gimel. Chulin Kuf Gimel. As we finish up today, Perek in Anasha, the seventh Perek in Chulin, and we get into Kol HaBasar, going from Ta'aroves to Basa B'Cholov. Starting tonight on Yom Kippur is Kol HaBasar. I'm not sure what the significance is about starting Basa B'Cholov on Yom Kippur, but we do have, as we had yesterday, discussions of Yom Kippur on the daf. 2 days before Yom Kippur, we have Inyani Yom Kippur, as we will get to towards the end of the daf. Okay, so first let's start off with a ha'ara from yesterday. Yesterday we quoted quickly at the end the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Let's read that again. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, about 8 lines up from the bottom. Lo sochal nefesh im habasar zeh eiver min hachai. Do not eat the nefesh with the basar, says the Gemara Darshan yesterday. That's the source for it. Don't eat the nefesh, don't eat part of the nefesh with the basar when the animal is still alive. That's a makar for Eiver Min HaChai. U'basar basar de trefa lo sochelu, pasuk from a totally different area of not eating trefa. So a lot we learn out from that pasuk, including, said basar min HaChai. That's basar min HaChai and u'basar min HaTrefa. And the pashas of the pasuk, which is basar from an animal that's a trefa, that is not going to be able to live, according to that day of Trefa Enachaya. That's Rabbi Yochanan's way of darshaning. He learns one halacha from the first pasuk and two from the second pasuk. Reish Lakish Amar the opposite. Lo sochal hanefesh im habasar ze eiver min hachai ubasar min hachai. He learns eiver and basar from the first pasuk. Ubasar basar the trefa lo sochelu ze basar min hatrefa. That's what he learns from the second. So based on those limudim, so if you fill in the blank for the following psukim, for the following halachas, ochal eiver min hachai ubasar min hachai, if somebody eats eiver and basar min hachai, so l'rabbi Yochanan chayiv shtayim, you can be chayiv too, because eiver and basar min hachai are learned from two different psukim. L'rabbi Shimon ben Lakish eino chayiv ala achas. Reish Lakish is only chayiv one, only says to be chayiv one. Why? Because they learn basar and eiver from the same pasuk. That's why you're only chayiv one. Ochal basar min hachai ubasar min hatrefa. But if somebody eats basar, both flesh, but one from chayim, one from trefa, there should be in lakash chayiv shtayim, because that, he says, is learned from two different psukim. L'rabbi Yochanan eino chayiv ala achas. You're only chayiv one. But ochal eiver min hachai ubasar min hatrefa, if somebody eats that, so that's for sure learned that from two different psukim. L'rabbi Yochanan chayiv shtayim. That's the sources that the Gemara quotes. If he only ate, that's a question. What is Eiver Min HaChai? We'll have a sheet of the Rambam in later on. But now we're trying to be, we're being mechalik between Eiver and Basar. We're saying Eiver, Basar is not Eiver. Basar is somewhat less than Eiver. Eiver might be all inclusive, including flesh, bones, sinews, while Basar is just Basar, is just flesh. So the question that Tosfos asked yesterday, as I will get back to, is how can you be chayiv anything for these psukim? For, let's say, according to Rabbi Yochanan, for Eiver and basar min hatrefa, isn't the pasuk of lo sochal ubasar basar hatrefa lo sochelu, isn't that a lav shebeklalos? Isn't that an all-inclusive lav? And as we know, the rule is, if there's a lav that's not dumya dechasima, it's not similar to the lav of muzzling, you're not going to get malchus for it. That's the reason why lav shein bo ma'aseh lo kana alav, and lav anita glasein lo kana alav, and lav hanita lan saras misas bezdin, ain lo kana alav, a lav that potentially you could get misa for. Somebody goes over to Ruvain and says, Ruvain, if you're Machal Shabbos, you're going to get malchus. Then he doesn't get anything. Doesn't get anything. Doesn't get misa because he wasn't warned for misa. Doesn't get malchus because it's a lav shein detail on sharas misas bezdin. And also lav shebeklalos. All of those are not similar to the lav of muzzling, the lav of chasima. So the question Tosfos asks here is: isn't the issur of treifa lav shebeklalos? It includes many things. It's similar to lo sochlo al adam, which is the ultimate lav shebeklalos that the Gemara Sanhedrin quotes. So Tosfos answers: v'yavagav de'ein lokin al lav shebeklalos hani mili Tosfos achal hani mili hecha delo mefarish bekra. Lav shebeklalos means a pasuk that is totally general, that the statement that it says includes many things. There's no pshuto shel mikra that is more pashut than others. Right? It's just general. And even if you want to say, this is what the Torah means, but why should the Torah doesn't mean that more than anything else? So if there are five things that equally could fit in, so that is a lav shebeklalos. Kigon al tochlu ki imsli esh. Right, you have to eat it, the Korban Pesach roasted. What does that include? It means it includes you can't cook it, and it includes you can't prepare it, you can't eat it raw. It includes any other way besides roasting it. So that includes many things. That's a lot of shemakolos. Umikol shayasav gefenayin. Anything that is a product of the vine. So that also includes many things. There's wine. There's grape. There's raisins. There's seeds. There's peels. So that's a lav shem klalos says Tosus. Aval ubasar basar treifa dimafarshinon basar utreifa lochashiv lelav shem klalos kmo na umavushal says Tosus. But if you have a pasuk that explicates certain items, but we also include other halachas from that pasuk, that's not a lav shem klalos. Tosus says lav shem klalos is a lav that is totally klali. That we could have a lot of things are included. There's something more specific more than anything else. But if you have something that includes six different halachas, but something is more pashut than something else, so that's not a lav shem klalos. The problem is what Josh asked yesterday, and that is what about l'soch al adam? L'soch al adam sounds like don't eat blood. That's the lav shem klalos. So Tosus says, I didn't see the Rishab deal with that. I'm not sure exactly what the answer to that is. You have to say maybe that includes all types of dam. Maybe all types of products of dam, just like a michartz and ayayin. Tosfos would have to say something like that. Related to this, we've quoted in the past the machlokas elsewhere between Tosfos and the Ramban about related to the question of why isn't yontif losasa kol malacha a lav shem klalos? Right, well, losasa kol malacha Shabbos. There's nothing to talk about. It's the chiyuv misa, but there's no malchus related. But yontif, we get malchus to doing malacha on yontif. So why isn't that a lav shem klalos? That's a machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban. Tosfos is Sanhedrin Sama Gimel. Rav Shechter talks about this machlokas at the beginning of Siman Lamed Vav in Eretz HaTzvi. Tosfos quotes, he quotes the Lashon here, V'hadam rinam b'perakamah debetza, the mevashel get anashe b'yantif, lo kechamesh, v'chad minayam mevashel b'yantif, lo cheshvinan lo lav shem klalos, why? D'hasa mefaresh tfei, d'chsiv avoda, d'mishtame kol malacha shehi avoda. It's a little different than what Tosfos says here. There Tosfos says, it says losasa kol malacha. Losasa kol malacha is basically fill in the blank. So a lav shem klalos means if you include a lot of different things, maybe one, to fit it to this Tosfos, one is more mefurish than the, or none are more mefurish than the other, and you include a lot of them. But if you have one isser, and you could violate that, and you fill in the blank, and each time you violate, it's like the pasuk says, losasa kol malacha. So as if it says, you know, don't cook. Or not yontif. Don't plow and don't clean and don't. So it's like the Torah says that. That's not a lav shem klalos. That's Tosfos. The hasam mefarish tvei dimishtame kol malacha shehi avoda. The Ramban in Shorish Tes in Sefer Mitzvahs has a totally different pshat. He says the reason is because by yontif it's all shem echad. It's all one iser. It's 39, a couple of less than 39 ways of violating the same aveira. That's not a lav shem klalos. So that's the machlokas, pitosu the Ramban, but it's fundamental. So what is a lav shem klalos according to each shita? According to the Ramban, a lav shem klalos is something that includes different shemos iser. Different shema, totally different. Like losoch lo adam, don't eat blood. Bezid's not allowed to eat on the day that they put somebody to death. You're not allowed to eat before davening, the Gemara says in Brachas. All included from losoch lo adam. Those are different shemos iser, so you're not going to get malchus. But if you have all different ways of violating the same shem iser, that's not a lav shem klalos. That's the Ramban. Tosfos says, what is a lav shem klalos? What is a lav shem klalos? Where we have to look at the contrast. Tosfos says, if it's a fill in the blank, that every action that you violate could fit into the pasuk, so that's not a lav shem klalos. A lav shem klalos where there's something that is not mefurish bikra, where maybe there's A that's mefurish bikra, and other actions would not be included in the pasuk in the pshut lashon mikra, so that would be a lav shem klalos. Okay, there's a lot more here, but that's related to our Tosfos. You got to figure out how Tosfos here works with the Tosfos there in Sanhedrin, if it does, if not, but that is Hosafa that I wanted to mention. Okay, last line. V'raminhu. So, Stira we just worked out, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What do you chayv one on? What do you chayv two on? Based on the psukim, v'raminu, achal aver min hachai min hatrefa. If somebody eats aver min hachai from a trefa, somebody eats aver, same animal. So there's a trefa animal, it's walking around, so let's say it's going to die within 12 months, it's a trefa, and I eat aver min hachai from that animal. So it's trefa and aver min hachai. How many do I violate? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv Shtayim. Rabbi Yochanan says, you are Chayiv 2. Right? Rabbi Yochanan said before that Aver Menachai is learned out from a different pasuk than Basar Trefa. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, that works out. You're chayev two. Rishiv Elakish Amar Eino Chayev Elachas. Rishiv Elakish says you only chayev one in that case. So the Gemara is Bishlam. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it works out that you're chayev two. Because we just said at the end that everybody would agree, Eber Menachai and Basar Trefa is two. That was that they both learned, they both, even Reish Lakish agrees, that's two different psukim. So why you only chayev one according to Reish Lakish? Amar of Yosef, lo kasha, kan be behema achas, kan be shnei behemos. Depends, are we talking about the same animal? Or just two different, what was he talking about before? From the psukim, that's two different animals in one helam. Why? The Gemara explains. B'shtei behemos b'chayev shtayim b'behema achas pligi. If it's two different animals, he'll agree. That's where the Gemara said before, divrei yakol. You're going to be chayev two. Two different animals, two different psukim, two different isurim, so you're going to be chayev two. But if it's the same animal, like I described it before, then Reish Lakish is going to agree you're only chayev. Reish Lakish is going to argue and say you're only chayev one. Why? So b'behema achas b'may pligi. Why one? So Amar Abaya kigon shenitrefa im yitzias ruba. The issue here is we're going to have four suggestions. What exactly is the machlokas about by behema achas? Four suggestions. This is number one. The animal became a trefa as it was born. Shenitrefa im yitzias ruba. As it was born, it became a trefa. So let's figure it out. What isurim are we talking about? We're talking about Eber Menachai, we're talking about Trefa. So when did those Averos, when did those isurim kick in? So Mar Savar, Behema Bechayeha Le'Evarmo. Now this one opinion holds that a Behema in its lifetime, as we discussed yesterday, could already be viewed as Evarim. You can look at an animal and already see different limbs of the animal, not looking at it as a unit, meaning Eber Menachai is when the animal is alive. V'isra trefa, v'isra aver, b'hadi adadi kasu. So therefore, in this case, when the animal becomes a trefa as it is born, the averus kick in at the same time. And that's the reason for Reb Yochanan, that you chayev two. Why you chayev both? Aver menachai and isser trefa, because they were chayev at the same time, exactly when this animal was born. Umar Savar, and the other opinion, Reish Lakish holds, no, behema b'chayeha, lav le'evar ha-mamedes. A behema in its lifetime is not le'evarim, and v'lo asi isser ever chayel a isser trefa. And therefore, the isser of ever menachai cannot be chayel on isser trefa. Isser trefa is chayel right when the animal is born. Isser ever menachai is only chayel as the animal dies, or as when you detach it. Whenever you detach it. So when you attach that, then Eber Menachai kicks in, but it can't be chal. Ain't Isser chal al Isser, as we spoke about yesterday, discussion, whether there's a pasuk for it, whether it's a svara. We said yesterday, the Mechas Chinuch, Nafkamina, whether it applies to, that principle applies to B'nai Noach. Ain't Isser chal al Isser.
Why, if that's the case, why did Gemara have to give a case, or why have to give a case where it was Trefa at the time of birth? It could have been at any point in time prior to.
Correct. It basically means Trefa any time prior to when you pulled it off. Just give that example, because that's for sure an easy case to recognize and to identify as Trefa before Eber Menachai. But you're right. Where I could have given any example of Trefa before. But that's basically what it's saying. Number one. V'ibayisema, suggestion number two. What are they arguing about? The kulei alma behema b'chayeha lav le'evar ha-mamedes. No, everybody agrees that Eber Menachai is not an isser until it's nitlash, until the Eber becomes separated from the animal. Right, Rashi says, v'lo haya aleha isser Eber atche hefrishu mimena. And back to the Gemara, u'bemeisei isser Eber mechala isser trefa kamifugi. And the machlokas gufa is, can Eber Menachai be chal on the isser of trefa? Everybody agrees it kicks in afterwards. But the question is, can it be chal? So Mar Savar, one opinion, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Asi Isser Eber Chayel Isser Trefa, can be chal. Why can it be chal? And it's a chal Isser. So we said yesterday, according to one opinion, Eber Menachai applies to B'nai Noach. So maybe that makes it a more, is it an Isser Kolel, right? Which we define as including more people or including more items. Or just an Isser Chamor, as the Gemara noted yesterday. Either way, it's more inclusive or serious in certain ways, and therefore it can be chal on the Isser of Trefa. So that is the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. And Mar Savar, Loasi Isser Eber Chayel Isser Trefa. And the other one says, no, it cannot be chal, and therefore the Isser of Trefa is the only one that you are chayev for. That's what Reish Lakish means by Eino Chayev Ela Achas in the top Raisa, in the top discussion again. That was number two. Number three, Ibayis Ema. Third opinion, what the Machlokas is about. to kulei alma behema b'chayeha levar momedes. Really, everybody agrees that the opposite, that Isra Eber Rachai kicks in right where the animal's born. Just the opposite, and it became a treifa sometime afterwards, not when it was born. Machlokas is whether treifa can michal after Eiver min ha-chai. Mar Sava, Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, asi v'chayil, or Mar Sava lo asi v'chayil. So you got to figure out, how is Isser Trefa more chamor than Isser Eiver min ha-chai? Right? Is it more inclusive? Does it include more parts of the body? The Rishonim here don't, the Rashi doesn't say a word. So it could be that it's more, Isser Trefa goes on more parts of, could it apply to more parts of the body? I mean, you have to figure out exactly how, or he just argues on the principle of Ein Isser Chal Isser. Right? There are some Tanoim that to argue on that. But either way, that is suggestion number three, what the Machlokas is about. There is, on this line, a very important Rashi. Rashi says it relates to what we discussed 2 days, something we discussed 2 days ago. Rashi says, look at Rashi, Ukugon Shenitrafa Liachamikan. For Rabbi Yochanan Savar Isser Chal Isser. So it sounds like that he argues on the principle of Ein Isser Chal Isser. Va'asi Isser Trefa V'chayala Isser Eiver Min HaChai. So the he changes it too, and the Isser Trefa is Chal. For Eish Lakish Savar Ein Isser Trefa Chal Al HaBehema Ad Shetishachet. Isser Trefa is Chal on the Behema when? Only when Ad Shetishachet. Why? Because up until that time you have the Isser of Eiver Min HaChai. But once it's shechted, that's when the Isser Treva kicks in. The Isser Mitzvah Tali V'Kai. The Isser is held in limbo, in abeyance. V'chipaka Isser Chiyus, Asi Isser Treva V'Chayil. And when the Isser Chiyus, when the animal dies, then the Isser Treva kicks in. We discussed yesterday, a big discussion in the Achronim, the Beis HaLevi. We mentioned yesterday, there's a whole tshuva about this in Chelek Aleph, I think it was in Mem Dalet or so. Mem Dalet. The Beis HaLevi suggested, when we say Ein Isser Chal Isser, what does that mean? Does that mean that there's no Isser whatsoever? The Isser tries to kick in, boom, it disappears? Or do we say, no, the Isser is Chal in some conceptual way, and in my scorecard in Shamayim, I violated two Averis. It's just that L'maisa, Bez is only going to give one punishment. Regarding Chiyav Onshin, Ein Isser Chal Isser. But in terms of Dinei Shamayim, right, what do I have to do tshuva for? Do I have to do tshuva for an Ein Isser Chal Isser? Yana Diyoma, Yom Kippur. What is my kavanis? If I ate a piece of trefa, that's Eiver Min HaChai. What do I have to do tshuva on? Okay, just cover your bases. But make a din. So that is a big discussion in the Achronim, whether it's, the Afkabina is, if the first Isser ever disappears, is the second Isser going to be Chal? So Rashi says, Mefurish! Rashi says right here, I didn't read the whole 10-page tshuva of the Beis HaLevi, I'm sure he discusses this Rashi, but Isser mitzvah tzalei v'koi, it's held in some conceptual way, and right when it has a chance to be chal, when Eiver Min HaChai disappears, boom, the Isser of Trefa kicks in, right there. Okay, so that's the important Rashi related to that sugya that we discussed yesterday, 2 days ago. Okay. Is he redefining Trefa? I mean, Trefa, he wanted to get Trefa, I mean, the halacha, they wanted to get trefa even earlier. So it was a trefa even earlier. It only had makom lachul after the animal died, because that's when the Isser Eiver Min HaChai disappears. A trefa can be alive, but this trefa, maybe the rest of the animal, you know, had the Isser of trefa on it, but while it's alive, Eiver Min HaChai, so that it's not. So you're saying there's never a case. There's never a case there, because every time you have a limb, it's going to be Eiver Min HaChai. Interesting. Okay. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara number four. That's what we're up to. Rava Amar. Kigon shetolash mimena eiver v'tarfabo. Fourth question. Fourth suggestion for the machlokas. Again, the machlokas is Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, if I eat eiver menachai from a trefa, it's the same animal. So the fourth suggestion is, what happens if I pull off a piece of the part of the animal, a limb of the animal, and that makes it a trefa. Rashi says, for example, I pull off a leg, and it's above the arkuba, right? One of the, remember, the fond memories of the third parak, Yelu Trefus. What makes an animal a trefa? So I pull off an animal, I pull off a limb, and that itself makes it into a trefa. So that's the machlokas. So mar, salvar, behema, bechayeha, levar, meina, omedes. An animal in its life is not right? You don't see it as le'ivarim, or as the Shiluk Betzah changes it, lav le'ivarim omedes. And therefore, iser aver v'iser trefa b'hadi adadika asu. And therefore, the iserim come at the same time. The second he made it into a trefa, that's when the iser aver menachai kicks in, because that's when you're detaching it. Umar savar behema b'chayeh le'ivarim omedes. And one says, no, even when the animal's alive, it had the iser of aver menachai, v'lo asi iser trefa chayla iser aver. And therefore, the iser trefa cannot be chal, and that is the machlokas. Period. Those are the four suggestions for the machlokas in the Gemara. Now we continue. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ochal chaylev min hachai min hachreifa chayiv shtayim. So the case under discussion is a case where there's potentially three averis. Potentially three. There's chaylev, or the Isra of chaylev. I'll let eat non-kosher chaylev, which we'll talk about. There is aver min hachai, and there is treifa. Three isurim, three different psukim, three sources. So how many are you of chayiv? So Rabbi Yochanan says you're chayiv two. If you eat chaylev and a chayiv from a treifa, you are chayiv too. Even though there are three potential ones, we'll see why. Amar le Rabbi Ami, v'leva mar shalosh. Shani omar shalosh. Rabbi Ami says, I don't know, I heard in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, he said three. You say you were in shir and you're two. In my notes, it says that chayiv three. So that is machlokas. Itmar nami amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. And there's even a statement, we have another statement that Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Ochal chaylev min hachayv v'nachayv v'chayv shalosh. But my kemiflgi. So what's this machlokas about? So again, we have three suggestions, similar to what we just said. Again, iser chaylev, iser trefa, iser eber v'nachayv. Those are the ones under discussion. So kigon, shenitrefa, let's read it and then I'll comment on the Rambam. Go shenitrefa imitzias ruba. First suggestion, as we said before. Right, we became a treifa as it was born. So let's go through. So my manda amar shalosh, the one who says three, or my desavar shalosh kasavar behema b'chayel evar momedes. The one who says three says the iser evar b'chay kicks in the second that the animal is born, and therefore all three start at the same moment. The iser chaylev, the iser evar, the iser treifa b'adi adi kasi bas achas. Those that only mean two could even mean three. And the one who says two, kasavar behema b'chayel, lav levar momedes. The one who says two says no, aver b'chayel does not start, and therefore this are chaylev, this are treifa ika, this aver aver lo asi chayel. So this or aver cannot be chayel on the previous two. One suggestion. Number two, the iba yisema dekulei alma behema b'chayel. By the way, Rashi is in this or chaylev doesn't start even earlier. When the animal is in utero, why not? Why not? Because of a fourth parak halacha. All of chulin is related because of the heter of ben pakua. The heter of ben pakua. If you have a kosher animal with a baby inside, so that animal we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that a ben pakua that's totally developed is asur and each shechita daraisa and the isur of chaylev and all the other isurim. But if you remember, Rabbi Yehuda held, which is what we hold, that ben pakua does not need shechita daraisa only drabanan. It's chaylev is mutter. Doesn't have the status of chaylev yet. So that's why there's always a chaylev before it's born, only as it's born. That's where they all start at the same moment. So if you say a second possibility, to kuli alma behema b'chayel lav leivarim omedes. Maybe everybody agrees that it's not leivarim, and therefore iser aver is not chal. Right away, ubemeisei iser aver v'chayel iser chaylev iser treifa kamiflagi. And the issue is iser aver being chal on the other isurim. That's the machlokas, marsavar asi chayel, marsavar lo asi chayel. Whether iser of aver can apply, and that again was not based on the opinion of Isser Chal Isser, but just that it's an Isser Chamor, because Eber Menachai applies even to non-Jews. The Bayesema, Tukuli Alma, Behem Bechaye Leivarim, Omedes, third shot, like we said before, maybe Bechayeha it's Leivarim, Ukagocha Nitrefa Lacha Mikan. The Trefa happened later. Uber Mesi Isser Trefa, Mechal Isser, Eber Kamiflaki. And the Machloka says, Ketrefa Bechal on Eber. Whether you hold Isser Chal Isser, Marsavar Asi Chayel. One says, I wanted to stop here for a second. Let's just read it. Mar Savar Osi Chayel. One says the Isser Trefa can be Chal on the Isser Aver. He can be Trefa afterwards. But he can be Chal on the Isser of Aver and the Isser of Chaylev. Me did the Havia Chaylev. Just like Chaylev. Just like Trefa can be Chal on Chaylev, Trefa can be Chal on Aver. To Amar Mar. Hatora Amra, Yavo Isser Nevela, Yachula Isser Chaylev, V'Yavo Isser Trefa, Yachula Isser Chaylev. If an animal is, right, dies without shechita, and you eat a piece of chalef from that animal, you get two averis. You get nevela, and you get chalef. Right, that you might say because nevela is an iser kolel. It includes more of the entire animal. Right, up well, beforehand, the animal was only iser chalef, was usher, and now it's the whole thing. So, Rabbi Yochanan says that just like we know the iser of nevela and the iser of chalef can be chal on, I'm sorry, and the iser of treifa can be chal on chalev, so too the iser of treifa can be chal on iser aver. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Ve'idach, and what does the other opinion say? No, what would Rabbi Yochanan say? Achalev who? Treifa can be chal on chalev, fine, techayiv, techutar michlalo, because chalev already is a lighter iser, and therefore there's room for other iserim on it. Why? It's chutar michlalo. Because chalev, as we know, is only usher by behema. The chalev of chai is not usher. Aval aver, jaloa de mechlalo lo. But aver is not a de mechlalo. It's very stringent. And therefore, who says that just because the iser of treifa will be chal on chalev, it does not mean that the iser of treifa could be chal on aver. Period. Okay, that's the third shot of the machlokas. Two ha'aris. Number one is the Gemara was formulating chalev as non-Aver Min HaChai. So just to clear that up, so what exactly is Aver Min HaChai? So Rishonim talk about it, have different opinions. I just wanted to read you the Rambam. What is Aver Min HaChai? Right, the Gemara was just talking about, there's Nevela, there's Chelev, and there's Aver Min HaChai. Isn't Chelev Aver Min HaChai? So what is Chelev? So if you look at the Rambam, the beginning in Machalos Asuras Perakei, the Rambam says, V'pia Shmuel Lamdu, Shezeh Shenemar Batora Lo Socha Nefesh Ma Basar Lesser Aver Shenechtach Min HaChai. V'yal Aver Min HaChai Hu Omer LeNoach, Ach basar ben afsho demo lo sochelu, v'isr ever ben achai noig v'behem achai v'of. B'tahorim avalo b'tzmein. Right, oh, we'll get to that, we have that also. Ever ben achai is only by kosher animals. But now the Rambam says, Echad ever sheyesh bo basar v'gidim v'atzamos. An ever is whether it has everything, flesh and sinews and bones, kagon hayad v'haregel, right, an arm of the, a paw of the animal. Ve'echad aver she'ein bo etzem, kigon halashon, v'habetzim, v'hatachol, v'hakalayos, v'halev. Right, the tongue, the spleen, the kalayos, the kidneys, the heart, that's also aver menachai, says the Rambam. There's no bones in there. Doesn't matter, says the Rambam. The Rambam says, that's also aver menachai. Kayotze bohen. Ella, it's just that, shoha aver she'ein bo etzem, an aver that does not have bones, bein shechatach kulo, bein shechatach miksaso, hareze aser mishum aver menachai. But aver that doesn't have bones, so that it doesn't matter what part of it, it's aver menachai. It doesn't matter if you took the whole thing or not. V'ha aver sheyesh bo etzem, but if it's like a paw, ein ochayev alav mishum aver menachai et sheyifrosh kibir yaso, basar v'gidim v'atzamos. That it has to be as it is. Right, if it has basar gidim v'atzamos, then that's aver menachai of that part of the animal. It's got to have basar gidim v'atzamos. But if it doesn't have, if it's the tongue, isn't gidim, it's there, so then, you don't need that, you need whatever, however it exists. Aval empirish menachai ha-basar bilvad, chayav alav mishum treifa, kamo shebiyarnu lo mishum aver menachai. But only as it grows. So the question is, what about, how does Rambam read this Gemara? That's what the Nosei Kelim here talk about on this Rambam. So what about our Gemara? The Gemara has Chelev as a separate than Aver Menachai. So Chelev, the Gemara, doesn't have Atzamos in it. So why isn't it Aver Menachai according to the Rambam? So you have to say it's some type of Chelev that is connected to Atzamos. Rishonim, the Ritva here discusses it, tried to figure out exactly what Chelev in the body with the Rambam Mimode is not Aver Menachai, but it's a separate Isser of Chelev. Okay, just to keep in mind that that Rambam Perkei Halacha Beis in Machalos Asuras. Number one. Number two, yeah. Sorry? He does not, there he doesn't address Basar Menachai. Doesn't address Basar Menachai. Basar Menachai would be okay, at least. We're talking about three separate Isurim. But the worst problem is that we're talking about three, Chelev and Aver Menachai. So those two seem to overlap. The Isser of Chelev is counted, we know, as a separate in a Los Asei Daraisa. The Chiddush counts as in a Los Asei Kuf Mem Zayin. We discussed this a couple of weeks ago in the mitzvah shir, not eating chalev, and that's where the chinuch talks about general kashrus issues, right? Treifas in mishpatim, but here in is the isra of chalev. That's where he talks about Farkasafti, Kibios Haguf Kli Lanefesh, Ubotif Al Kosher Pulo Seha. The Guf is a Kli for the soul. Ulafi Zakuso, Vituv Mizgo, Yavin Derech Hanefesh Achachma Anasunabo. And according to how much we purify our Guf, keeping it a proper housing for the soul in that way that we could serve our Kodesh Baruch Hu better, right? Because our neshama is connected to our guf. I mentioned in the Parsha Shir 2 nights ago. I don't think it's not up yet because it's you said they're putting it up after Yom Kippur. Put it in the Parsha of Zos HaBracha. I'll mention it now, a little taste that the Pasuk says, Lo Yoda Ishas Kvuraso. Zos HaBracha, Moshe Rabbeinu. Nobody knew Moshe Rabbeinu's Kvura. The Medrash in the Sifri says, Lo Yoda Ish Ein Ish Ela Moshe. V'ha Ish Moshe Anav Ma'od. Moshe didn't know his Kvura. What does that mean? Well, yeah, the Ishas Kor Moshe, even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know who the Makam Kfuraso. So the Meshech Chachma says, because usually we have Chazals, for sure during the first 3 days, but even during the first Yud Beis Chodesh, the Medrash says, the Neshama is more intensely connected with the Guf. After a person dies. What about after Yud Beis Chodesh? There are Gemaras and Brachas that talk about Mesim always knowing what's going on and being involved, but connected to the Makam HaKfura, there are sources, the Meshech Chachma quotes, at least for a year. So the Nesham is connected to the Makam HaGuf. Says the Meshech Chachma, though, Moshe Rabbeinu was different. Most of us, because our Neshama is connected to the Guf, because for 120 years, this was its housing. This was, obviously, they're different. One's physical, one's spiritual. But there's a certain connection between the two. By Moshe Rabbeinu, he was Nestakech Atzmo. He separated himself so much that after, maybe only after Har Sinai, but either way, he was parched by an Isha. He didn't eat for 40 days or 40 nights. He was human. We 100% believe that Moshe Rabbeinu was a human being. We do not believe, like other religions believe, that there's an overlap between human beings and godliness. We do not believe that. Maybe in Hashkafa, but not in Tachlis. But he was human, but he was Nistakic. He purified himself so much that right after Me'eva Esrim, exactly, for Moshe, boom, his neshama separated and there was no connection anymore to the Makam HaGuf. V'lo yada ishes k'furas v'afil Moshe Rabbeinu. Even Moshe, in Ishel Moshe, so he didn't have any connection. But Sefer HaKhinuch says that's what all these surim are, including this Rav Chela, to purify our gufim, to make them proper housing areas for all souls. And it's Michas de'akel ha'gdolim aleinu, anachnu amo asher bachar v'hechar v'yimenu komachol mazik el aguf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chasto tells us how to keep our gufim proper houses for our souls. And therefore he gives us all the halachas of ma'achalos asuros. Not based on logic, as some try to figure out, oh, it's healthier to keep a kosher lifestyle. Yes or no, it doesn't matter. We know it's spiritually healthier. And therefore, that's the Isser of Chelev, among other Inyanim HaMachalos Asuros. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Ki Asa Rav Dimi Amar, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, when Rav Dimi and Ravin many times came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so whenever they came, they always had good Torah reports. He also Rav Dimi, Amar, he reported, Boi mine Rav Shimon Lakish Rav Yochanan, Rav Shlakish is Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael, author of the Talmud Bavli. So Rav Shlakish is Talmud, his brother-in-law, asked him, they were always talking and learning. So Rav Shlakish is Rav Yochanan, Chilko mi bachutz mahu. What if somebody splits in half? He has a piece of Aver ben Achai on his plate, and he cuts it in half, and then he eats half, and then he eats the other half. Is that a problem? What's the problem? By every Yisr, that's not a problem. Right? You have to eat it all in one gulp. So Rashi says, look at Rashi, he has the study of Safik. Chelko bibachutz. Likizayis eiver menachai nechlak l'shnayim. Kodem shiitzeder l'toch piv. V'yachal zelavad v'akachas yosheni. He ate half and half, mahu. Mi mitztarfi l'chiyuvei kichol shari surim. Is it mitztarif, like, in general, to kaimalad, mitztarfi shiurayo l'chatsoyin betok kedei achilas pras. We know that all these surim are mitztarif within kedei achilas pras. Within 3 to 9 minutes. You see where Yom Kippur is coming in already. Right? 3 to 9 minutes. Kidam rina barbasa de yuma, like it says. O dilma, what do we say? Kivan de chidishu to ha gidin vi atzamos de alma lo mechayev alayu vahacha mechayev. Maybe Eber ben Achai is a chidish. You never chayev for bones. Right? We just read the Rambam. What's Eber ben Achai? Basar gidin vatzamos. And here you chayev for bones, so maybe it's a chiddush, and therefore, just like it's a rule breaker for bones, maybe it's a rule breaker for how you eat it. Ve'ema ein l'chabo el chidusho. I limit the chiddush. V'chi ochel le b'bas achas. If I eat it at once, mechayev to stam achila b'bas achas mashma. Aval achatzoin lo. but not lachatzoin. That's Rashi's question. Do we say that it is a chiddush and therefore in lachabal chiddusha? You'll only be chayiv if you eat it at once. That's what Rabbi Shlokesh has Rabbi Yochanan. Omalei patur. Wow. Rabbi Yochanan says patur. You're right. It's a chiddush and therefore you'd be patur in that case. Stop there for a second. Just to note, it is Erev Yom Kippur, so there's a very important Minchas Chinuch in the Mitzvah of Yom Kippur related to Kedei Achilas Pras. Right? The Rashi quotes here that we paskin Kedei Achilas Pras. Somewhere it comes up by Yisur, it comes up by Mitzvahs as well. Kedei Achilas Pras, anywhere between 3 and 9 minutes, is Kedei Achilas Pras. So Shlomo Zalman is noted to say, for Doraises, we try to be Machmir, but, we call this every year, in his Agada, Shlomo Zalman writes, it can't be that Hashem wants you to stuff matzah down your mouth faster than you normally eat. It can't be that's what the Torah wants. The Torah says to eat matzah. And we're going to have to do something in a non-derech eretz way. We're going to have to stop. Shlomo Zalman said it can't be. If somebody eats at a normal rate without stopping, that has to be Kedei Achilas Pras. And therefore, 4, 5, whatever it is, if Shlomo Zalman works backwards, that has to be the shear. And therefore, one has to, that's in terms of eating matzah. In terms of Isurim, it's los, the same rules apply, but the Menachas Chiddush and Shinyan Gimel, mitzvah fasting on Yom Kippur. Today there's a mitzvah to eat, but the fasting on Yom Kippur, we know there's no los asay. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, don't eat on Yom Kippur. The Torah says that we have to afflict ourselves on Yom Kippur. Inui. So that's where the Minchas Chiddush talks about Kedei Achilas Pras. Vihine lo nisba'er. Dezei yadua. De'ein kol tivei anoshim shavim. People have different eating habits. Yesh b'mar b'achilaso v'yesh b'acher. Some eat slowly, some eat quickly. I always bite ices. I'm always finished first for dessert in my house. All the other kids lick them. I'm finished after 2 minutes. So different eating habits. So my Kedei Achilas Pras for ices is very fast. And everybody, others, no, they lick it. Imkein yadua derech mashal itzel echad shoa achilas pras hainu shalosh or arba beitzim reviyasha ubechad yoser. So what do you do? How do you measure it? Im sharin lafi tivo misha tivo lechol apras reviyasha kezayis shalo o kikoseves vim shoa yoser pater. Or do you go by one shear for everybody? Haklal kalecha bididei misharinan o dilma misharinan akol badam beinoni v'in chiluk bein anashim klal rakashir bezvan achilas adam beinoni. So what it doesn't say anywhere in Shas, says the Minchas Chinuch. Very important halacha. Ulich ora nired masharinan v'adam beinoni. I would think it's got to be some objective shear, because what? It's going to be a different shear for everything. A shear for everything. But then he says, kasha, give the masharinan v'adam beinoni imkina shear yadua v'lom lo b'ira poskim sh'neida kamas manu. I really think it's an objective shear, but if it's an objective shear, why didn't anybody tell us what that shear is for the past hundreds of years? So after the Minchas Chinuch, they started coming up with numbers, with minutes. So, but Minchas Chinuch, mid-1800s, so he says, why not? Why? He says, come on, Molly, look what Benoni who pachas miravias, voting on the Bishas, ukeis anachnu lo neida, eiz ashir yesh, vitzorech iyesh lo biaru kol zeh. He says, I don't know. And he says, it also affects, as we know, it affects Bracha Achrona. Bracha Achrona, the big discussion in the postgame. Do you make a burn of fashas on a cup of tea? That's a big discussion, right? Cup of tea, the normal way. Do you go by not only the Minchas Chinuch, do you go by different people, do you go by different foods, right? Different people eat different. One person eats different foods differently. I drink a cup of soda in one way, and I drink a cup of tea in a very different way. So do you say there's a normal way of drinking a cup of tea or not? So he says, Lo biru chazal makame havik dechilas pras beinoni, ki in lashir ludava, rak kol macho, yish lashir acher, velo yaspik hadiyo vahakumis. Lachshov komin Michael sha'adam ochel misha'arin and badam beinoni kamatzorach l'shalos lechol amachol hazeh im yochol kashalosh arba basin. So he goes through the whole discussion and says, I don't know. Then he quotes at the end, coffee. He quotes about coffee and the shdias coffee, right? He quotes about coffee and the tea. Anyway, that's Shin Yud Gimel, the definition of Kedei Achilas Pras. Okay, let's continue though now. So Rav Dimi quotes, the Rishwakash is Rav Yochanan, what happens if you split it out? So he says, Pater, mi bifnim mai. What happens if you cut it inside your mouth? Inside your mouth. Meaning before you swallow it, you bite it. Inside your mouth, bye. Is that good enough? Some other chayiv says, that you're chayiv for. That you're chayiv for. That was Rav Dimi's report. Kiyasa Ravin Amar, when Ravin came along, he said, Chilko mi bachutz, pater mi bifnim. It's a machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Pater. Rish Lakish says, you're pater even if it's split inside. Why? This is now this gets into general yesoda. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv Harinana Grona B'Kazayis. So Rabbi Yochanan says, what's the ikar by the iser by this iser? Hana'as Grono, hana of the throats, and therefore at the throat got it all at the same time. Therefore, you're chayiv. Reish Lakish Amar Pater Achila B'Me'av B'Inan. You need Achila B'Me'av Alek, and here you don't have it because it went down one after. You need the shear of Achila B'Me'av, and therefore it went down one after another, and it's not good enough. So says the Gemara. Elo Shem Lakish Heichem Shkach Tzal B'Chayiv. When do you have a chayiv according to Reish Lakish? Don't you always chew it? You always chew it. It doesn't go down at once. So Amar of Kahana Bigrumisa Zersa, which is a tiny little bone. Rashi says, Grumisa Zerasa, what does Rashi say? Etzem Katan, Shal Kafa Yareach, Shishbo Mashu Basar Gid, the Etzem Ashlimu Lekizayas, Vedem Losa Obol. That's the only Aver Menachai you're going to be Chayiv on, according to Reish Lakish. This tiny little bone with a little meat and flesh on it. That is all, though, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Lazar Amar, come on. Afilu Chalkam Yabachus Nami Chayiv. Rabbi Lazar says, no, even if you split it up on your plate, you're going to be chayiv for Aver Menachai. You don't worry that it's a chiddush. Mechusar kravo, lav ke mechusar maisa dami. The fact that it's not connected does not mean it's ke mechusar maisa, therefore it's all considered one unit, and therefore you're going to be chayiv for Aver Menachai, even if you eat it like a mensch. Even if you cut it up with a fork and a knife. Period. Because you're not such a mensch by eating Aver Menachai. But if you're eating Aver Menachai, theoretically like a mensch. Viter. So the next Gemara is not clear what Isser it's about, but summary showing him at least interpret it as a general discussion about Isurim. Amr Shemen Lakish Kizayas Amru Chutz Mishel Benashinayim. The Kizayas that you need by Ma'acholos Asuros. I have to eat a Kizayas of Treif to violate. That's separate from what gets stuck between my teeth. If it's only an exact kezayis and part of it gets stuck between my teeth, I did not violate. That's Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, af im bein hashinayim. No, it's included. Rabbi Yochanan says it's included. Why? As we said before, Rabbi Yochanan says you go to buy hanaz goren. That's what's in the mouth. So in the teeth is also in the mouth. Mashiach hanaz meyav. That's Reish Lakish. Amar papa bishal bein hashinayim de kulei amalo pligi. Bishal bein hashinayim was actually between the teeth. Rabbi Papa said that's for sure. Not included because that never got farther than your tooth. Never get farther in. But for sure it's not going to be mitzareif. Ki pligi ben achanichim. The machlokas is what got to the back of your mouth, but didn't go down. It got back to the palate. But it got stuck there. Sometimes we get food stuck in the back of our mouth. It didn't go down. That's the machlokas. Mar sabar harinana begrona bekezayis. Rabbi Yochanan said that's still hanaz goren. From mar sabar achila b'meyav b'inan. And the other Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's still achila b'meyav. And therefore, it doesn't work here, because it never went down. Period. By the way, starting tomorrow, but especially on Sunday, the issue of stuck between your teeth is a huge discussion in another area of halacha, and that is waiting between phleishiks and melchiks. Major machlokas Rashi Rambam. What happens if, after 6 hours, I find something between my teeth? Or, say it this way, what's the reason for having to wait 6 hours? So that's a machlokas Rashi the Rambam. Is it because that phleishiks is very fatty and it remains in our mouth, or is it because basar beit hashinayim? Nafkamina might be chicken also. Chicken might not be as much basar beit hashinayim. But either way, that's the rabbanon. Viter Amar Avasi Amar Biochanan Achal Chati Zayis Vehekio Vechozer Vachal Chati Zayis Acher. Here are the great conceptual cases. I ate a half a kazayis of treif and then I threw up and then I ate another half a kazayis. Chayiv. Says Rav Yochanan Chayiv. Why? My time at Harinana grown up in Kizayis. Because I had Hanaz Goren. Right? Half and half. Reish Lakish would say Potter in this case. Because you didn't have Kizayis Hanaz Meyav. And by the time you had the second Kizayis, you didn't have the first. Boy, Minei Rav Ozer Rav Yerbasi. Achal Chati Zayis Vehekiyo Vechazer Vachalo Mahu. What if you ate half a Kizayis? And let's say it was like right after you swallowed it, so it wasn't totally disgusting, just a little disgusting. And then you ate that piece again. Are you chayiv? You did a maisa achila of an entire kezayis, but it was the same half a kezayis. So Gemara says, "My coming by the way, yavi ichol or lo avi ichol." What's your shiloh? Whether digestion ruins it and it's not called food anymore, and therefore the second half is nothing. But if it's hiboyle kezayis. So forget that. Why don't you just say, you ate a kezayis of treif, and then you swallowed it, and then you threw it up, and then you ate another half kezayis again. You have one or two. Because it's the same kind of kasha about kezayis. You don't have to ask half a kezayis. Ella, so the issue isn't. The issue isn't ichul or not. The issue is, ella ibasar grono azlina, ibasar meyav azlina. The question is, do you go after the throat, and the throat, you had half a kezayis, half a kezayis, you started by the throat, obasar meyav azlina, and it ended up only getting a half a kezayis in the digestive system. Stop there for a second. So this is a major discussion in the poskim in general by Isurim. Hana'as Goren or Hana'as Me'av. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So there is a tshuva of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer seems to say that by all Isurim you go by Hana'as Goren except for Yom Kippur, where Yom Kippur goes by Hana'as Me'av. And therefore, suggest the Chassam Sofer, if there is a way of getting food into me with just Hana'as Me'av and not Hana'as Goren, it makes no difference for Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur is all about Hana'as Me'av. And therefore, in our day and age, taking IV on Yom Kippur, according to the Chassam Sofer, wouldn't be any better than eating on Yom Kippur. Because it's all about Hana'as Me'av. And therefore, why? Because it's about, by the Gemara says in Yuma, Yisuve Daita. Right, we know the Shurim on Yom Kippur is not Kizayis, it's Kikoseves, it's a little larger. And that's why we have the concept of Shiurim on Yom Kippur, not on any other fast day. Even Tisha B'Av, most poskim say, you don't have to eat B'Shiurim if you have to eat. It's only a Yom Kippur concept. Because the issue was, you're still called fasting, even if you eat a shot glass every 10 minutes, whatever the Shiurim is. So that's why the Chassam Sofer says, it makes no difference for Yom Kippur. And many Achronim argue, the Ach Yezer and a Tshuva here, much, much quoted Tshuva in Siman Samachal, the Ach Yezer says, no. What Reish Lakish mean? What the post can mean by Hana'as Goren? It doesn't mean Hana'as Goren versus Hana'as Me'av. Reish Lakish's Hana'as Me'av means you of sure you need Hana'as Goren, but you also need Hana'as Me'av. It's an also. It's not either or. And therefore, says the Ach Yezer, it's still yes. You need a Ma'isa Achila in order to be Aser. He's not saying it's better. You should get, but he's saying, but if somebody eats something Shelo Kederech. It's not going to be automatically, oh, whenever you need, according to Reish Lakish, you're always going to be chayev if you have the result of Hana'as Me'av. No. It's Hana'as Goren and Hana'as Me'av according to Reish Lakish. That's Machlokes, Chassam Sofer, and most other Achronim. Just to quote one other tshuva, and then we'll continue. Let's say somebody knows that they're going to, you know, the Yoma, somebody knows they're going to have to eat on Yom Kippur. Whatever the case may be, they're in a certain type of life-threatening situation. Is it better for them to get IV? Should they arrange it beforehand? They arrange it before to get IV in order to not eat. So Moshe says no. Moshe's talking about a case of Tafshin Lamed Vav, Bedvar Imo Techi Asher Hi Chalusha Maod V'Kasha Atayinus B'Yom Kippur, a woman who's always fainting, and her question was she could take a certain suppository that would allow her, you know, allow her to be able, she wouldn't have to fast. She takes this type of suppository, which obviously is not regular rectal suppository. That was the Shiloh where Moshe was asked. So Moshe goes, she wants to, but she has no chiyuv to. She has to eat. She has a heter to eat. And Moshe says, surely in cases of IV, that itself is a sakana. Right, so you put yourself if somebody has a heter to eat, they have a heter to eat. If they can eat pishurin, they can eat pishurin. But that's what the consensus of the poskim is, that there is no such chiyuv to dafka get it in a way that shelo kederech achilaso before Yom Kippur. Okay. Erev Yom Kippur, unbelievable. We're learning Chulin here. How many pages of Chulin talk about Yom Kippur? So the past two did. Okay, Viter. V'tifshalei midrav Asi. So the question that was just asked is about eating the same half of Kizayis that somebody then threw up, and Basar Gor and Basar Meyav. Why don't we prove it from Rav Asi's statement? Rav Asi said before, by two different Kizayisim, we say, Nana grown up a Kizayis. So that's what he said. The Gemara says, Rav Asi gamrei iakerle. Rav Asi really forgot his learning. He forgot his learning. Rabbi Elazar was just asking him kind of to remind him. Rebbe, remember, but he didn't want to say it explicitly to embarrass him, right? So he said, Rebbe, he just asked him a question, hoping that this would jar his memory. So he says, why do you have to ask about a different chati zayis? Just ask about the same kazayis. And if you answer that question, we'll know two things from there. Shamina mina delo avi'ichol. We learn if you're chayiv that it's not considered digestion, removes the shame ochel. V'shamina mina darinena grown up a kazayis. So he asks his Rebbe that question to try to jar the memory. Like we know, it happened to Rav Yosef as well. So Ishtik, V'lo Amar Le V'lo Midi. See, he didn't answer. It still didn't work. Amar Le, he says to him, Mofes Ador! Rebbe! Mofes Ador! Great one. Rashi says, Gadol Ador! Kamo Anshi Mofes Hema. From Zechariah. Mofes Ador, Lo Zimnin Sagin. Did it many times. Amat Kamei, De Rav Yochanan. You said in the name, in front of Rav Yochanan. You said, V'amar Lecha Harinana Gronovic Isaias. You said, you taught that to me, Rebbe. So first he tried implicitly to try to remind his Rebbe. But it didn't work. Then he said it explicitly. Rebbe, I learned this from you. I know you don't remember, but I learned this from you. Okay, that's what he said. Giving him kavod. Hadronol Kidanosha. So this finishes the seventh parak of Maseches Chulin as we continue the march. the march through Maseches Chulin, as we continue in this final year, Tavshanayin Beis, of this cycle of the daf. We should all be zochah to a Gemar Chasima Tova, and B'l Hashem will continue next week in Kol HaBasar.